The Central Oregon Symphony will perform its spring concert this weekend, and audiences are once again in for a treat. The music is always great, but this concert will highlight some talented young musicians. The Young Artist winners will be soloists with the orchestra, and they're not the only teenage musicians with the group. I'm Kelly Blyer, and this week's Heart of the Arts focuses on the young musicians who make up the Central Oregon Symphony. John Fawcett started playing the violin at 5. 6 years later, he's a featured violinist in the Central Oregon Symphony.
Well, my favorite part was probably playing as a soloist, but I really like how the symphony plays all the parts together, and I really like being in that group, and I have so much adrenaline when I'm up there playing as a soloist.
Conductor Michael Gesme.
I've known about John ever since he was, you know, a little kid, and he's always been just a fun character to watch because he's very, very talented in terms of his he's like a sponge. I mean, he just soaks it up.
I'm going to be playing Kawalewski Concerto, third movement in C major.
John won last year's Young Artist Competition and the opportunity to perform with the full orchestra. John had already been playing with the symphony as a violinist since the age of 10. This concert, he's a featured player. John is in good company. Two of the fellow young musicians are children of conductor Michael Gesme. His daughter, Zeta, has played cello with the symphony the last 3 concerts.
It's really fun. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot easier to play with a group than, like, as a soloist, and so I really like playing with groups. And I really just love the sound of symphony, just to sit down and you're in the middle of it, and it's really intense, and just all of the instruments all together. I really, really like being a part of that and creating smiles, I guess. It's really fun, too.
As the musical director's daughter, she admits there are pros and cons.
It's, you know, positive and negatives to being with their family. I mean, I'm always the conductor's daughter, and that's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. It's cool.
The conductor's son, Alex, also plays in the orchestra, oboe and English horn, though he's not playing in the spring concert.
Oh, I just love working with my dad. He's so much fun.
He also enjoys the mix of young and older musicians.
With the mix of the younger people in the midst of the more experienced people, the younger kids can actually learn from the people around them while they are playing so that they get a good experience along with playing in the symphony.
13-year-old Kiora Sato Beckman plays violin in the symphony.
I think it's an amazing opportunity to work, you know, with Michael and with just the whole symphony. It's just a great way to play music.
Musical director Michael Gesme loves the infusion of youth.
But what's fun for us is that when they come up and they sit in what is essentially an adult orchestra, their expectations are profoundly different. They don't, they can't sit there and interact with their friends the way they normally will. They're sitting right next to an adult who's doing this, or they're surrounded by adults, and so they get a sense of what the professional music-making world is like on some level. But the reverse is also true in that you've got this 55-year-old, cellist who's sitting next to a 13-year-old cellist, and that just presents this wonderful opportunity for exchange of humanity.
The Central Oregon Symphony and its youthful musicians will be performing this weekend, Saturday at 7:30, Sunday at 2, and Monday at 7:30. Tickets are free, but you must have one to be admitted. For Heart of the Arts, I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND. Depend on us.